You have a plan for your business and a vision for its future. So it's important to have a banking partner that works to understand all of your goals and what it will take to help you reach them. Work with a banker who is dedicated to listening first and providing insightful, personalized advice that's right for you and your business. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
It's time to knock some things off your bucket list. First up, travel the world. If you've always wanted to visit Hong Kong or vacation in the Swiss Alps and wondered what it was like, well, Jeanette, Yvette, and Tina got the scoop for you. These jet-setting divas are always at some fun and exotic place experiencing the best of what life has to offer. And each week, they'll tell you all about it. These ladies are always high-flying loads of fun.
Hey, I'm Jeanette.
And I'm Yvette.
And I'm Tina, and we are the Jet Setting Divas. Hey, ladies, what's going on in the world of travel?
Hey, it's warming up, and people are ready to go and get out the house and go places.
Absolutely, they are.
I mean, I'm telling you, everywhere you go, everybody you talk to, and everything you're around, people are traveling. They are.
Even if you go to the airport, I had a work flight this week, and it was packed at the airport. So everywhere you go, people are just constantly traveling.
I'm telling you, and I'm telling you, people are taking advantage of every travel opportunity, from down to inexpensive flights to inexpensive hotels, comp hotels. You know, we're gonna be taking advantage of some, you know, good prices on a cruise. It's out there. If you really, really, really want to travel, there is a way to travel.
Who has discounts? I think I saw that Spirit maybe in Southwest. I know Spirit is running some sale now.
Southwest have the $39 flight. Okay. Actually, I just bought a flight today. Okay. Southwest has $39. Well, it's going to be over. It's going to be today. Actually, is the
but where do they travel? Where do they travel? Because I have Southwest, but I never find places that I want to travel to for
Houston.
$39. Well, I go to Houston anytime. I just came back from Houston. I drove up there and drove back in one day.
I think it's those shorter flights that are $39. And then possibly you could get a longer flight for maybe less than $100. I'm not sure because I haven't checked, but I did get an email saying that there were some deals.
Frontier has, is it 70% off? Frontier has some very cheap flights also. Okay. You can get a flight for like round trip for like $50 to some places.
That one, I'm getting ready to go to Denver in the morning, and it was one of those, you know, and I don't even think they do bereavement anymore, but I just had to get to Denver this week from Dallas. So I looked and searched, and the only inexpensive flights had stops. So if I wanted to stop all over the world, Denver cheap, I could have taken it. But for a direct nonstop flight, I had to pay for this go round. Yeah. And you know, it's kind of like one of those roulette wheels. You know, it was a luck of the draw. I always get really cheap flights, but this time I just so happened to have to pay. And you know, it's just kind of how it panned out. But Frontier, you know, and I'm not a fan of Frontier, but I had to fly them.
That's because it's last minute.
Yeah.
You know, if you
what happened to bereavement?
If you would have,
I didn't know they had bereavement with the airline
ahead of time. I just booked a flight for like $80-something for my daughters to fly from Houston to here.
Okay.
$80 on Southwest.
So yeah, that's good. You know, I would go places, but you know, I'm always like, do I need a rental car? You know, do I have someone to pick me up? You know, so that's a great flight from Houston to Dallas. But you know, they got all kinds of stuff. I'll tell you, you know, road trips and, you know, but they still got crazy nonsense going on those flights, and people are still getting on flights and they are acting a fool. Are they getting sick? Are they, you know, are not flight ready? They're not ready to fly.
There was a medical emergency, I believe today, on a Delta flight from Rome, Italy, that was leaving and going to Atlanta.
Wow.
I guess somebody got sick and they had to stop in Paris.
Oh, so,
you know, those are things that you don't think about when you get on a flight, you know, if somebody gonna get sick or somebody gonna get rowdy, all kind of things.
And you know, it's stuff that you didn't really think about, but you know, you gotta think about getting sick, you know, making sure, you know, did you take some medicine that's gonna get you sick or eat some food, or you know, is it just something that just comes up, or because do you really know you're already not feeling well before you get on the flight?
So, you know, sometimes you get on flights and you start feeling bad, because I don't know if you all remember the flight that we had from Dallas to Hong Kong. At one point, I got sick, and then it was like everybody around me was getting sick. So I don't know if it was the altitude we were at. I'm not sure what the issue was, but we all were getting sick.
Yeah, maybe it's something with those long flights. Didn't we take something like some flyaway medicine before we got on the flight? What was that?
We did, but it was not that medicine, because I was
sick. It didn't affect me.
And the other people around me were sick, and you both were asleep. So
yeah, it helped us to adjust to the time change.
It does. No jet lag is what it was.
Yeah. Called.
No jet lag. I'll take it again on another long flight, because I think it really helped us to keep going and not to have jet lag. So I was happy with that.
Yeah, and I have to say that, you know, when you go out and you decide you want to travel, you better be ready. Because I started the conversation off like, is traveling for the young at heart? Because I tell you, I try to travel like, you know, every few days, and it's weighing on me now.
Okay, you're doing too much. That's why the traveling is for older people too, but they can't travel every day.
It's weighing on her now.
Yes, because you're trying to travel like somebody young.
You gotta go and sit down somewhere. We're not young like that. We don't have that Energizer, you know, bunny energy anymore.
Girl,
you can't just be moving around like that anymore.
Because let me tell y'all what I do.
If somebody's young and they can, then go and do it.
Yes, maybe once a month, but not every week.
Let me tell you what I did. So Tuesday was my son's birthday. And they want to have his favorite dinner at an Olive Garden in Houston. So I said, okay, I'm going to go ahead, because he said, Mom, are you going to come? So I'm going to go. So I get in the car around 11 o'clock a.m., drive to Houston, stop off in a couple of cities, Huntsville, do my little conference calls. So I like worked along the way, got there about 2 or 3 o'clock, and did a little shopping, had the dinner at like 7. Got back on the road at 9.
Well.
And let me tell you what I did. I had 2 comp nights at the Windstar in Oklahoma. I drove
to the other side.
I went to another state. I got to Windstar by 2 a.m. Can I tell you how whipped I was? I couldn't even go gamble. I just fell asleep.
You're doing too much. That's why.
Travel is for old at heart, too.
I disagree with you. I think travel is for old at heart, but you just have to travel in a new kind of way. You can't travel the way that you're traveling, going here, there, and every day.
Girl, but I saw a blind man. He had his people at the casino. They had people in walkers. They had people in wheelchairs. All I kept thinking, if they can come out here trying to, because make some money at the casino, got to gamble. And I was younger than them. I mean, I didn't see a lady.
She was not kneed, and
she was old. And I felt like she was just going to fall over. But she was walking through that casino with like she had a plan. And I tell
she
you. Did.
She knew where she was going.
Well, you know, those people, when they get into that casino, they don't care about whatever is going on.
Girl,
it don't even matter. They gonna forget about being handicapped, being having a walker, wheelchair. You know
exactly
whatever.
Where they're going.
Because they gave us, you know, I'm thinking about most of these people. They get free rooms. Most of them have spent so much money that they're getting gifts like Roombas and, you know, all of these LED lights. And wow. I mean, they're getting expensive. They're not getting like cheap little gifts. Every week, if you on some promotional plan, and we bumped into a lady friend of ours, I bump into them all the time. They're always going out there, luggage, things like that. Yeah. But they're giving away like great gifts. So you get two complimentary nights. They give you like $10 or $12, free appetizers, you know, free drinks during happy hour. So why, you know, it's like, hey, it's the best of all worlds. All you have to do is get there.
Wow.
Okay.
And spend your money.
Let's tell them about the deal that we got on the cruise.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that was a deal.
That was a deal. And how that did we get it? First, tell them what cruise it was and how did we get the deal?
Well, we're going on
in
a couple of weeks on the Margaritaville at Sea. You know, they have Margaritaville in a lot of different cities,
the resorts,
you know, hotels, and they are very, very nice hotels. And I love Jimmy Buffett and Margaritaville. You know, they have this theme, they're beautiful places. But we're actually going to go on the cruise. And all we did was contact the casino.
It was a casino representative with the cruise line. And they wanted to know, do you have rewards anywhere? They just wanted to know that you had some type of casino points, like whether it be with Caesars or MGM or wherever you would go and, you know, and utilize, you know, your casino rewards. And we all, you know, you either have cards and, you know, I'm a casino advocate. So I got rewards all
yes,
over.
Yes, you are.
we kept calling you too to see. We wanted your rewards. What status were you? And we were letting them know we had somebody in our group who had a status.
Yeah.
Were we able to bring that? Were we able to get the trip for free? I think that's what
okay. So we pretty much go on the trip for free. Actually, for free. And all we paid was the port fees and
taxes. Texas. Ain't that something? And it included gratuity.
And what did we get for it? And then they added on like the
you
steakhouse.
You see, we got some drinks.
Like, we get to go to some of the restaurants that you don't normally get to go.
Like a steakhouse. Like this steakhouse that you have to have reservations and pay for. We got it for free. And then we get a $40. We got a $40 casino credit.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I think you also told us we got a few drink tickets.
And we got free drink tickets.
Wow.
What else did we get?
But what's a big thing is, you know, usually your gratuity. That's what costs because you have a percentage of gratuity at the end. And they included that into the free stuff.
Wow.
Yep, they sure did.
So I'm like,
what do you all think is key for the listeners to get this kind of deal where they can get
have a friend named Yvette that reads everything. If they don't have nobody that reads, because you know,
who will call and do everything she can to get the deal. And
then, y'all know. I'm going to call somebody and try to figure out how can I get this?
And that's why Yvette be like, I need you to respond now. I hurry up and I get on there. I'll be like, you know, lagging around. I'm like, let me get this because, you know, I don't want to lose whatever deal we got going on or whatever it is. But Yvette really did. The trip really just started off. We got $11 per person tickets on Spirit Flight to go to Orlando with the round trip, $126 for the three of us to fly to Orlando and utilize one of those vacation properties that they want us to try for a very inexpensive price. So the trip was already going to be like dirt cheap.
Yeah.
So we decided to expand it and include this cruise.
We're going to the Margaritaville at Sea, but we're going to have to drive about 2 hours to West Palm Beach, Florida.
And I even think I got a really good deal on the rental car.
I think what was critical.
Okay, we're winning.
We win. I think for four people to stay for what is that, 6 days?
Yeah.
5 or 6 days or 4 nights, 6 or 5 days. We're not even gonna hit $1,000, I don't think.
No,
I don't think we're gonna spend $1,000 yet.
So what I wanted our listeners to know what I thought was really critical for getting this deal was telling them that what type of discounts you have. If you are a senior.
Mm-hmm.
We had someone in our group who had status with the casinos. If you whatever group
your hotel rewards,
if you're affiliated with anybody, credit cards, whatever, whoever you have any affiliation with, call and let them know that you have an affiliation with them and see what kind of discounts you can get, because we were able to really get a great discount.
And Yvette actually was a travel agent. So Yvette has status there.
Mm-hmm. Right. So yeah, if you are a travel agent, you got access to your CLIA number, your IATA number. I know those words sound, but if you're a travel agent, mm-hmm. you know what I'm talking about. And you all already know that some places that we have gone to, I have called them or mm-hmm. emailed them and say, hey, I'm a travel agent. I want to come and visit.
Yeah.
You know, your place, I want to see. And guess what? They give us a really, really mm-hmm. deep discount. Yeah. Like we probably went to a place that was probably, you know, I don't even know.
You're talking about the Phoenix. We went to Phoenix.
It was probably $800 a person, yeah. mm-hmm. but we only paid maybe $200 a person.
Yeah. And Yvette, you know, we're going to Colorado this summer, and Yvette's already got the emails out. I'm excited too. I hope we get something. For these stays. So it's been great. I'm gonna tell you, you got to use what you got to get what you need.
Absolutely.
You just was strong, but that's also a real life message.
So
there.
That's the answer to you all's question, because everybody is asking, how do you all go to these places? Isn't it expensive? How can you afford, you know, to pay for this stuff? You got to figure out how to, you know, maneuver and get in and get discounts and, you know, there you can go places. No problem. You can.
We'll talk to people and tell them who you're affiliated with.
Even down to your job. If you're AARP,
yes.
You got to use all your resources as you get. You know, all these different statuses. You know, if you have certain statuses on credit cards, I'm going to say. You better dig into, because everybody's offering. We even have our business card is, you know, mm-hmm. every time we travel somewhere, they give us points. Those points are dollars. Those dollars mm-hmm. are more travel and more eats and drinks that we could have.
And even if we call the credit card company, they may be affiliated with certain hotels. They may be affiliated with certain casinos and certain cruises. And we may even be able to get more deals from that. So mm-hmm. I would definitely say use what you got.
To get what you need.
So, ladies, I think we've given our list. We gave our listeners
$1,000 worth of consulting advice.
We told them how to get a free cruise.
Yeah, send that to @JetSettingDiva.
Right.
this has been great, ladies.
This has been great. Yes. Well, I'm Jeanette,
and I'm Yvette,
and I'm Tina, and we are the Jet Setting Divas.
Tune in next Thursday when the Jet Setting Divas will tell you about another fun destination spot that you'll want to visit. For more on their excursions, log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
People say we're made up. Tall tales. Myths. Think what you want about us, but we can all be certain of this. Recycling is real, and it works. But what happens to your recycling once it leaves your home? Recycled glass is sorted in St. Paul. Then the clear glass is made into bottles for drinks, pickles, salad dressing, and more in Shakopee. At other facilities, plastic bottles get made into new plastic bottles. Recycling exists. Learn the real story behind recycling.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes, and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2 and 4 year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
Are you planning a trip during spring break? Traveling can bring you in contact with people from many different places where viruses like COVID-19 are spreading. When you're traveling, it's often impossible to avoid crowded spaces. So protect yourself and take precautions. Make sure you're up to date with COVID-19 vaccines before you leave home, and don't travel if you're sick. Are you planning a trip during spring break? Traveling can bring you in contact with people from many different places where viruses like COVID-19 are spreading. When you're traveling, it's often impossible to avoid crowded spaces. So protect yourself and take precautions. Make sure you're up to date with COVID-19 vaccines before you leave home, and don't travel if you're sick. Wearing a well-fitting, high-quality mask is an additional prevention strategy that you can choose to further protect yourself and others from respiratory viruses in busy places with poor ventilation, like airport jetways, airplanes when the ventilation system is off, or when using public transportation. Respiratory infections are a leading reason why travelers seek medical care. People 65 and older and those with a weakened immune system are at highest risk for COVID-19, whether at home or away. If that describes you, talk to your health care professional for specific recommendations before deciding to travel. Take precautions so viral infections won't get in the way of your vacation fun.
If you live in an older home, it may contain lead-based paint on walls, woodwork, and windows. Even more bad news, lead exposure can be dangerous to young children and impact their brain development. And now, the good news. Hennepin County will fix lead hazards in your home at no cost to you.
We were worried because of the paint in the windows in the bedroom. They were peeling and chipping, and we know that when paint peels and chips and it looks a certain way, that's possibly lead. We were worried for our children more so than anything.
Eligible homes can qualify for up to $15,000 in upgrades. You may even qualify for new energy-efficient windows. Don't worry, Hennepin County has a trusted list of pre-approved contractors. You won't even have to find companies with correct licenses or certifications.
I've just done a test and it's positive. So we know that this is lead-based paint, and we know it's a hazard because it's creating dust every time this window moves and opens. And if you look in here, that's just full of lead paint chips.
You won't have to stay with your cousin while you're getting the lead out. Hennepin County even pays for you and your family to stay in a hotel while the work is underway. The last good news is how easy it is to apply. Just go to hennepin.us/lead control to get started.
I'm really happy with the program. We can go to bed knowing that our children are safe.
That's hennepin.us/lead control. Tell your friends about it.
Are you getting older and feeling concerned about staying safely in your own home? Or maybe it's your folks you're worried about. I get it. It's not easy getting older, especially when the house is starting to show its age too. There is help available.
Individuals want to maintain and stay in their own homes for as long as they can. In Rebuilding Together Minnesota, we provide the opportunity, we provide the programs for them to do that.
Rebuilding Together Minnesota has been helping eligible older Minnesotans and those with disabilities stay safe and healthy for more than 20 years.
Our central AC unit was non-functional. We had plugged a portable unit in to the living room. What ended up happening was our electrical outlet melted, and it was getting to be 90 degrees in here. Meyer was told about Rebuilding Together Minnesota by his daughter.
She said, "Well, Daddy, you need to sign up." I said, "Do I qualify?" She said, "Well, you're a disabled veteran, you qualify."
So we provided a new air conditioning unit for the homeowner and also new electrical service, all through this veterans program that we have.
Thanks to Tom and Rebuilding Together Minnesota, we're able to maybe go out and get a hamburger every now and then.
To find out if you qualify, go to rtmn.org. That's RTMN for Rebuilding Together Minnesota. Or if it's easier, call 651-776-4273 and tell your friends. Trust me, this is news they can use.